This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on the Sunday, August 2nd, 2015 live edition. We're going to cover news in this segment, and of course, earlier in the show, we pointed out that the Navy apparently is going to charge an officer who fired back against an Islamic jihadist during these Chattanooga terror attacks. This is a story that is up on Infowars.com. This is based on a report from Alan West. There had been rumors that he would be charged for discharging a firearm on federal property because they're not even supposed to have weapons to protect themselves. And even after this attack, of course, they were not allowed to get firearms because this is not anything new. Even on a military base, we had Nidal Hassan kill many people at Fort Hood. They did not allow the soldiers there to arm themselves even after that. This is a report from Alan West saying that this knucklehead who runs the Navy, Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus, is more concerned about lifting the ban on transgendered sailors, and he has no problem with the Navy seeking to destroy the career of a sailor, a commander of an installation. He says even if it is his own private firearm, he should get a medal for defending the people there. Absolutely right. It is an outrage to see what is going on with this. You can get more information about that story at Infowars.com. Now, when we look at things like gun control, let's understand that that's not the only way, of course, that they're trying to control us. We talk about gun control constantly. It's really about people control, isn't it? Well, there's another kind of control that is on the horizon, coming at us very rapidly, and it is transportation control. Like gun control, transportation control is about controlling the people, about controlling you. Look at one example here coming at us. This is a new report coming out of CBS saying, could boarding passes become a thing of the past? Another way to automate the vetting of everybody to allow us to have permission to travel by the TSA, the transportation, and that's all forms of transportation, folks. It's not the Airport Security Administration. It's the Transport Security Administration. I think you need to get rid of the idea that it's security. Understand they're coming after your liberty. So this is the Transportation Liberty Destroying Administration. They say, our big picture dream is that any time you have to prove who you are during any of the steps of air travel, you could simply use your fingerprints instead. We want this to be a curb-to-seat experience. Yeah, it's become a curb-to-seat experience, hasn't it? A curb-to-seat experience of tyranny, and that's where we're headed. There's many different aspects of this, but look at this scenario, how they want to keep going with this. This is a product called Clear, a biometric secure identity company. They did this test in April with Alaska Airlines. And, of course, this is a biometric system. They say they are delighted with the results. A consumer news editor at Condé Nast Traveler said it's very, very cool. He said, anytime an airline is making the travel process easier, I'm in favor of that. Yes, they make tyranny so easy, don't they? All you have to do is sit back and let them do it to you. They'll just make it very easy. It's fighting the tyranny that is difficult. They say, well, of course, there's still some kinks to be worked out, including security concerns that the system could be breached, that the fingerprints could be spoofed. You mean like those millions of fingerprints that they stole from federal employees out of their biometric database? You mean that kind of problem? So they can't even secure it, but they're going to demand it from you. Here's another way they're going to control you. A mileage tax being tested in the Northeast. This is in Hartford, Connecticut. A potential new tax to help pay for the governor's massive new transportation plans has started a firestorm of activity on the Internet, they say. A special committee he's appointed to find a way to pay for the improvements is looking at a new tax on the number of miles you drive each year. They say it's based kind of on a test program in Oregon where volunteer drivers are paying a tax on the number of miles they drive as measured by a GPS. Look, this is something that is going to control you. It is part of the Agenda 21 environment. If you want to know how this is going to work out, it's about smart meters is one other aspect of how they're going to monitor you. They want to keep you with the Agenda 21. They want to confine you to a very small area, into very small cities, and they want to measure everything you do and control everything you do. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Email Vitality.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're talking in the last segment about transportation control. It's not just gun control. They're looking to control you in a variety of ways. Gun control, transportation control, they're all about controlling people. It's not about controlling cars. It's not about controlling guns. It's not about controlling the sale of guns. It's about controlling you. Do you understand the agenda behind it? Have you put on the glasses? Do you see they live? Do you see that they are lying to you? We had earlier in the program a tribute to Roddy Piper, who died Friday at the age of 61. He was someone who had, in real life, put on the glasses. He could see the agenda. He knew what was behind this. Of course, a large part of this is smart cities. One of the reasons that they are doing the things like I mentioned about in the last segment, proposing mileage taxes. We've got tests being conducted in Connecticut as well as Oregon to charge you by the mile. And, of course, that will require that they know how not only how much you drive, but when and where you drive. It's going to require total surveillance for them to collect their taxes. It isn't like something that you pay at the pump, where they don't have any control or knowledge of what you're doing. They're going to have tax systems that will be there so that they can watch and control you. Very much like our income tax system. You know, the Europeans pay much higher taxes with a value-added tax. They pay a sales tax at every level of production. So this cumulative tax can get quite expensive, quite burdensome. It's even difficult to calculate the entire amount of the tax, which you would think the government would like because they'd like to hide how much tax they charge us. They don't like it to be out there. That's why they multiply the number of taxes that they apply to us, putting them a little bit over here, a little bit over there. When it first comes in, it's a very small tax. Then they ramp it up. But we have an income tax that is very abusive, that's very intrusive, that's very controlling, very difficult to comply with. Why would they do that? You would think that that would annoy the people, that it might even provoke a tax revolt. Evidently, not in America. But let me tell you that the point of the income tax is a couple of reasons. First of all, they want to have a means of control. They want to manipulate you to buy the kinds of things that they want you to buy from their crony capitalist friends. They want you to get a home mortgage. They want you to do other certain types of activities. So they give you the carrot and the stick to make you do that. But the other part of it we have seen in spades in the Obama administration. It's always been a part of presidential administrations that they will use the income tax to attack their enemies, their political enemies. We've never seen it done as broadly as we've seen it done in the Obama administration, nor as openly as we've seen it done in the Obama administration, with a wholesale attack of a massive political movement at the ground level, going after the donors to small government Republican organizations, and then getting away with it. That's the amazing thing. So there's an element of control in that. And let me tell you, when you look at these mileage taxes, it's that type of thing. Because you could easily pay a sales tax, and it could be anonymous. They don't know what you're doing with that fuel. They don't know where you're going when you're traveling, and they have no capability to shut you down. That's the next thing that is coming. But, of course, this is all going to feed not only an espionage agenda, let's put it that way, a control agenda, a Big Brother agenda, looking at everything that you're doing, but it's also another part of the way to force you into smart cities. Once they have computer-driven, government-controlled cars, they will be able to limit your movements. They will be able to shut your car down at any time and confine you to the cities. If you look at Agenda 21, which is a UN agenda, they have, as part of that agenda, a way to confine almost everyone to a very small area of land and leave the vast areas of land off limits to you. Of course, they will be able to enjoy it. Look at this story from Alex Newman. This is about a week ago. He says, smart cities to spy on you in ways that Orwell never imagined. This is from New American. He says, smart cities will be watching you. In fact, they already are watching you. Unless humanity takes action soon to rein in its would-be omniscient rulers, the technological dystopia being erected all around you will ensure that governments and dictators know virtually everything about everyone. A massive part of that is the transportation aspect. But he's talking about the smart meters as well. The plot to create a total surveillance state under the guise of making cities smart will cost taxpayers trillions of dollars too, but the price tag in terms of lost privacy and liberty will be far higher. So he's talking about the broad basis of the Internet of Things, intelligent computer-controlled surveillance devices being made out of everything, out of every appliance, out of every tool, every camera, everywhere. One of those, of course, is smart meters. Look at this story from Activist Post. Thousands of smart meter fires, new whistleblowers, and court evidence. They say whistleblowers who wish to remain anonymous, who contacted Activist Post, say that they have repaired over 200,000 meters in the field. They've been warning their supervisors about smart meter problems for nearly a decade. They've had enough of the lies, and they want you to know what they know. So they have a documentary that you can see there. They say on top of the explosive new details, they find that there are at least four major sources of vulnerability in these meters that cause arcing that would result in fires. That's four failure modes that they have there. So understand, when we talk about smart meters, we've always talked about how there's many different aspects that you should oppose these things on. Number one is it's a way of charging you more for electricity. They're going to use these smart meters to adjust the electrical rates for the time of day. So you will pay more when you use this during rush hour, for example, or preparation for rush hour, the early mornings. Everybody goes to work. Everybody goes to school at about the same time. That's why we have rush hour. And so there's a rush hour for electrical use as well, a peak hour. They're going to charge more for those hours. But, of course, you don't have any control about that, do you? If you did, you wouldn't get involved in the rush hour traffic. But you don't have any control over that because somebody else tells you what time you need to be at work, what time you need to be at school. And now they're going to charge you for peak usage at a higher rate. It's just a way of increasing the cost of your electricity. But then, of course, there's also the privacy aspect that we talked about it. And then there's the health aspect. You know, it was just on Friday that yet another study came out. Actually, it was kind of a meta study. They looked at quite a few studies and looked at the results of the effect of cell phones on brain tumors, found a 300 to 500% increase in brain tumors. Now, you need to understand that these smart meters that we have in the United States are wireless. They send out very powerful pulses wirelessly. This is something that, unlike a cell phone, you have no control over. This is demanded to be put on your house by the power company, so you cannot turn this thing off. Very concerning when you look at this. Understand that in some places, like Italy, when they wanted to put smart meters on, and of course, they still had the problems of increasing your cost, of invading your privacy. But to get away from the health issue, they didn't make them wireless. And you have to ask yourself, I've asked myself this question, why is it that the electric power meters need to be wireless when there's a health concern from people? They've got an electrical wire that they can run the signal over already running to the house. They can multiplex it over that wire. Why would they need to do that? Perhaps they have another agenda. So you've got a cost issue, you've got a privacy issue, you've got the health concerns about the electromagnetic radiation, and then now you have a new fire concern about this. In terms of the way they're going to control our cars, it's not just taxing us by every mile we drive. Now we've got a New York Congresswoman, Kathleen Rice, who wants to force everyone to put breathalyzers in all the cars. We'll be paid for yet another electronic device that most of us do not need. It's been used as a punishment for people who are caught drunk driving, people who cannot control their alcohol use or their driving. But now we're all going to be punished with this. This is from D.C. Clothesline. They say, as time goes on, cars are becoming less of a symbol of freedom and status, more like automated golf carts that coddle their drivers. And every other year, they add more features that take the driver's ability out of the loop and, at the same time, track everything you do. Now, if this law goes through, from New York Congresswoman Kathleen Rice, what was once punishment of delinquent drivers may soon become a new standard. She wants to force car manufacturers to install the breathalyzers on all vehicles. And understand, you are going to be forced to pay for it. They don't mind putting that in. That just ups their profit margin. But you will be forced to pay to have that. It'll raise the cost of your car. It'll raise the cost of maintenance. Where does it all end? We see that CISPA is coming back yet again. And when we look at the data that's being collected on us, not only by the cities.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, August 2nd, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to political news in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know about a special that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a special on Silver Bullet. Buy two Silver Bullet colloidal silver at InfoWarsLife.com. Get two free. And right now, that free shipping special that we had through the month of July has been extended for another couple of days. I don't know how long that's going to run. But for the time being, you can still get this special as well as everything else at the InfoWarsLife.com. You can get that for free shipping. Again, that's buy two Silver Bullet colloidal silver and get two free. Silver Bullet is a powerful colloidal silver that is both free of artificial additives and perfect for your preparedness supplies. Concentrated to 30 parts per million, it's in a pure base of deionized water. There's a reason that listeners have dubbed Silver Bullet as their preparedness silver. And much of the stuff that we have at InfoWars.com is sold out because of that July special that we had on free shipping. You can still get Silver Bullet. You can still get the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Both of those things are great to have for preparedness. They are both in stock right now. And for another couple of days, we're going to have store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, yesterday was an interesting day. It's going to get interesting in terms of the presidential horse race this week. We're going to have a debate later this week. People are wondering who's going to make the cut. I think there's going to be some kind of a junior varsity debate with the people who don't make the top 10. I'm not sure if that's still in the works. I would imagine that Fox News will milk that for everything that they can. They're also going to have Frank Luntz there, who will tell you what to think and how to interpret it, tell you he'll have an audience there to model how you should respond to the candidates. You understand how they manipulate you with this, right? I mean, it's absolutely a joke. This whole thing is a psyop, folks. You need to put on the glasses. You need to take a look at what's going on. They're going to have this debate, and then afterwards, Fox News, just like they do with all these other debates that they've had through the years, they'll go through and they'll say, oh, look, when this candidate said such and such, the meter went way up. We were measuring this audience response, and look, they responded really favorably to that. But then they responded very unfavorably to this, and everybody's going to look there, sit there like Homer Simpson in their couch, and they're going to look at this and say, oh, yeah, I think that way, too. Subliminally, folks, that's how it's going to work. You got to fight it. You got to fight it. Okay, now what happened yesterday? We had five presidential hopefuls go to the Koch brothers and bow the knee. If you want to know why Donald Trump is a front runner, here's what he had to say on Twitter. He got right to the point. He said, I wish good luck to all the Republican candidates that traveled to California to beg for money, etc., from the Koch brothers. Puppets? Question mark. To the point. That is great. That's what Donald Trump put out on his Twitter account, and he's had several thousand retweets of that, very succinctly stated and exactly the issue. And as they point out in this article from Politics, they say, on Politics, they say, Trump, who has focused relentlessly on illegal immigration, does not appear to be viewed favorably by the Kochs. Why would that be? Well, maybe they support open borders. So who are the people that went to this Koch confab? Well, we have Jeb Bush, we have Marco Rubio, we have Scott Walker, Ted Cruz, and Carly Fiorina. They're all there looking for money, looking for the approval of the Koch brothers. And I got to say, when they go to this, as it's termed, private event,
Do they realize just how this looks going hat in hand to these guys? I mean, it is just pathetic to see this happening. What is going on with the DPP? What is their position on that? They say that the Koch brothers welcome donors, and they encourage 450 like-minded business leaders there to stop crony capitalism, even if those policies hurt their bottom lines. Really? Maybe with the Trans-Pacific, Transatlantic partnerships, would they oppose that? I haven't heard anything from the Koch brothers. I know that some of the think tanks that they support the secret corporate trade agreements, saying that they're free trade. Look, all you libertarian think tanks like Cato and everything, this is not free trade, folks. We can have that discussion about what free trade is. These secretly negotiated agreements that are created by corporate lobbyists go way beyond free trade. They affect our sovereignty. Senator Sessions, who looked at it, said, you are creating a transnational committee, a transnational governance. We're not going to be allowed, he pointed out, with the past trade promotion authority that has now passed and been signed. They're not going to be allowed to amend this agreement that is presented to them by the corporate lobbyists. It's going to be an up or down vote. They're going to have 20 minutes of debate. They cannot have a filibuster, et cetera, et cetera. No amendments, but once it's passed, this transnational governance committee that is going to be created by these treaties, that group, that council, we don't know who is going to be there. It's not going to be elected. How does it come into being? We don't know. We haven't seen the details on this, but that committee, not the elected representatives of the different states that are involved in this, that committee will then set new policy. It's going to be something that they cannot amend. They simply pass it, and then once it's finished, it's a living document, as Senator Sessions pointed out. So how do the Koch brothers feel about it? How does Donald Trump feel about it, for example? Donald Trump has said that he didn't like the Trade Promotion Authority, and he didn't like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, these agreements, because he didn't trust Obama to get a good deal. Well, it is far worse than that. Because as we've seen from the little bit of it that has been leaked by WikiLeaks and others, this is a sovereignty-destroying agreement. This is something that once it is passed, even if Obama got a good deal, even if a President Trump got a good deal, that's not the point. The point is that this transnational committee will then be able to change it at will without any input or being able to stop it by these individual nations. It is a way to do global governance. We see that's what's happening in Europe. That's what Alex has been reporting on and will be reporting on. We know that they've created the European Union and created economic crisis like we see in Greece and elsewhere. And out of that economic crisis, they use that as an excuse to take sovereignty. That was the solution that was put out by PIMCO, the largest bondholder about Europe. That was also the solution that was put out by Alan Greenspan. Many people have said the only way to solve this problem in Greece, for example, is for Greece and the other European Union countries to sacrifice their sovereignty so that they can maintain the euro. See, in order to keep from having an economic collapse, they have to give up their own self-rule. And we've seen that as part of the conditions that were put out by the Troika. And, of course, it's not a good enough deal for the Troika. They're now renegotiating that yet again. But some of the things that they put in there were things that would require Greek businesses to stay to work on Sundays because, you know, we can't have these lazy serfs not paying the bankers on 7 days a week. They have laws at the current time that would give people at least one day a week rest, but they would override those laws, as they would many other things, because they are taking their sovereignty. They're going to create a political union. They're going to unite these regions into a one-world government or governance. There's really a distinction without a difference. It's something we've been told about for a very long time by Zbigniew Brzezinski. The Council on Foreign Relations has talked about it. The Trilateral Commission was set up on this blueprint. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And we're going to talk about immigration, and we're going to talk about what's coming up in this presidential horse race. Stay with us and put on the glasses. We'll be right back.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN radio network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, August 2nd, 2015. I'm David Knight. This segment, we're going to talk a little bit about politics. Of course, we have the presidential debate coming up on Thursday. We still don't know who the 10 are going to be, and that on the GOP side. Let's talk a little bit about the Democrat side. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton, which seems to be the only viable front runner out there, according to most of the horse race analysis. You know, this really is a horse race. They're handicapping all these people. But, of course, she has a lot of money. She and Bill have raised $140 million in the last 7 years, including up to $750,000 for each public speech. This is an article from the Daily Mail pointing that out. And, of course, Planned Parenthood, the story that we talked about earlier in the show, a judge who blocked the Planned Parenthood videos, putting an injunction against the release of any further sting videos from the Center for Medical Progress, that judge who blocked that video is an Obama appointee, and he raised $230,000 for Obama. Now, how does it work with Hillary Clinton? She is also involved in this. She's gotten a lot of money from Planned Parenthood. Rand Paul has called her out on this. The Washington Free Beacon also has called her out on this. They say Planned Parenthood received millions of dollars after lobbying Clinton's State Department. While Secretary of State, they say, Planned Parenthood lobbied the Department of State, got tens of millions of dollars from foreign policy agencies like USAID tied to the State Department. They steered more than $100 million in funding to Planned Parenthood. What did it cost them to get that? It cost them $3.4 million in lobbying spent during Obama's first term. So you spend $3.4 million and you get hundreds, more than $100 million in funding. That's why we have the problem in Washington that we have, because of that kind of return on investment. It incentivizes corruption. It incentivizes the very worst people to get into Washington, because for a little bit of money, for $3 million, you can get over $100 million if you grease the right palms, if you support the right party, the right politicians, the right candidates. That's the essence of what's wrong there. And, of course, it isn't going to be stopped by some kind of campaign finance reform. It's the amount of money that's there. The money, the power that is in Washington, is drawing that corruption in like a black hole. I have very little good to say about Chris Christie, but I'll say one thing about him. He was able to reduce Planned Parenthood funding five times in 4 years. Now, it wasn't just his strength of will going up against a Democrat-controlled House and Senate. It was the fact that the state of New Jersey has to meet a budget. Washington does not have to meet a budget. Washington has this thing called the Federal Reserve that just prints all this paper money for them. And we know how that eventually works out. We talked about that earlier in Zimbabwe, where they eventually went into hyperinflation. They went to 11% inflation there. There is no fiscal responsibility necessary for Washington if we don't change the rules, if we allow the Federal Reserve to continue to print this money and put us further and further into debt. All they require to keep this happening is for us to pay the interest on the loan. That's what the income tax is about. That's why you suffer through that. That's why they created it at about the same time they created the Federal Reserve. It is an interest-only loan. It is a reverse mortgage on America for the bankers to take everything, and one day it's going to turn into a balloon note like we have seen in Greece and like we've seen in Zimbabwe, like we've seen in Venezuela. That day of reckoning is coming unless we can wake up. That is the true benefit of these presidential campaigns. Ron Paul ran twice. He was completely shut out by the system. But we learned two things from it. Number one, we learned about the political corruption of the system, didn't we? If you didn't learn a lot about political corruption in the GOP, about the political corruption in the media from watching the Ron Paul campaign, you don't have the glasses on, okay? You need to put them back on, go back and look at that historically, look at the many different caucuses and primaries and how they were rigged, how they lied about it, starting with the Iowa caucus. The idea that Rick Santorum was eventually declared the winner by 3 votes or something. I mean, this guy walked in the night before they had the Iowa caucus. He walked into a bar with a camera crew. Nobody even knew him. They told him to sit down and shut up. They wanted to watch the game. And then they want us to get us to think the very next day that he somehow won that. Come on, they were rigging that thing from the get-go. But the other thing that came out of that, which is equally important to know, is how the financial situation is being rigged by the Federal Reserve. Ron Paul's campaigns educated a vast number of people in America about the true nature of the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, about the true nature of what's going on in this country. It's very important to have those kinds of discussions. You will still need to act primarily locally, like I said, but you need to understand what the agenda is, nationally as well as globally. And you need to understand that when we look at people like Hillary Clinton and these other people, they have this money because they get that kind of leverage from the power that they have. So what do we do to stop this? As I've said before, we've got to stop incentivizing it. Let's take a look at, while we're on Planned Parenthood, let's look at what another candidate, Mike Huckabee, said. He was asked at a forum if he would use federal troops or the FBI to stop people from having abortions. And this is what he said. He said, "We'll see if I get to be president." He said, "All Americans should be protected." In other words, he's implying, well, yes, I would. He didn't say, well, we need to do something else. No, maybe I'll use federal troops to stop people from having an abortion. I look at that and I say, really? Is that the best solution you can come up with? I don't want to see innocent children die either. But to me, I look at this and it is a poverty of ideas. When you only have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. When the only thing you can think of for every problem is to make a federal law and to enforce it by a martial law approach, that's why we are where we are. Because that's the kind of approach that many conservatives like Huckabee, who should know better, this guy's a former pastor, he should know that drug addiction is a spiritual problem. Or you can call it a psychological problem if you're not a believer. It's a spiritual problem, folks. It needs to be handled in different ways rather than creating SWAT teams and jackbooted thugs to go kick in the doors of homes without warrants, killing innocent people, stopping people on the streets, stealing people's cars without finding them guilty of anything, without even charging them with a crime. But that's where this kind of attitude leads. What could we do, though, to stop it? Well, maybe we could stop subsidizing it. I just told you about how the federal government, just one department, the State Department, gave over $100 million worth of funding to Planned Parenthood because they got $3.5 million worth of lobbying from Planned Parenthood. So when you want to stop something, the first thing you can do is stop subsidizing it. Cut the funding first. That's what Rand Paul says in this video. We've got it. You can see this video on InfoWars.com. New Rand Paul video ad attacks Planned Parenthood. They say over $500 million tax dollars every year. They perform abortions. They sell baby parts, says the voiceover in the video. Paul says that his campaign is planning to run hard-hitting TV, radio, and internet ads. If you guys got that ready, I'd like to play that ad. Go ahead, play that ad.
Planned Parenthood takes over $500 million tax dollars every year. They perform abortions and sell baby body parts. Rand Paul is taking action. As a pro-life doctor, Rand Paul cared for premature babies to save their sight. As a conservative leader, Rand is forcing a vote this week to end taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. Standing for life from day one, Dr. Rand Paul for president.
I'm Rand Paul, and I approve this message.
See, there's different ways we can attack these problems. One of the ways is to stop subsidizing it. And as I've said before, when you look at immigration, one of the first things we need to do is to stop subsidizing it. Look at this report from the UK. They say this is a global immigration crisis. Yes, it is a problem. It is to create a global economic crisis, to usher in global government. This is what the Home Secretary in the UK, she said, a first step to make is to make Britain less attractive. We'll talk about that when we come back. They're going to stop subsidizing the welfare benefits to stop drawing people in the country. That's the way you attack.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure deep earth crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source
of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This August 2nd, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to get back to what I was just getting into as we had to go to break into the issue of illegal immigration. And as the British Home Secretary said, this is a global migration crisis. She's working with the French correspondent and the French government to try to stop the situation in Calais, where they have massive numbers of people coming in from the third world, coming in through the channel that goes between France and England, hijacking trucks, climbing on top of trucks. We've shown you the pictures of that. I want to go back to that, talk about the tent cities that are being set up in the United States, as well as the contempt of a lawsuit being exhibited by the Obama administration, a lawsuit over immigration. Before we do, however, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show has been brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. We had free shipping for the month of July that has now been extended for another couple of days. They say only a few days left. I don't know how long that's going to run. Right now, though, you can get it today. We have in stock Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine. When I buy a product, I like to get some reviews. That's one of the things I look for. I go to sites like Amazon where I can read the reviews. Even if I don't buy the product there, I like to know what other people are talking about, what their experience has been. We have over 400 reviews at InfoWarsLife.com just on Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine. Over 99% of those respondents would recommend it to their friends, to their family. Let me read you a couple of reviews that are there. This is one from Joseph Jenkins, Dallas, Texas. He says, honestly, I've never felt this good and clean inside out. I have tried dozens of other products, but these from InfoWars are dead on and produce dramatic results in good ways. God bless and keep your head down, InfoWarriors. Another one from Rocky Point, North Carolina. I started taking this product and found it's helped my thyroid. My thyroid had a bulge and had been found to be non-cancerous, which is good. This product, I think, reduced this problem or has at least kept it from getting bigger. I now take it full strength, sometimes dilute it with water. Thank you. I have recommended this product to others. Again, you can read those reviews. You can read over 400 at InfoWarsLife.com on just that product, on our nascent iodine X2. You can get it while it's in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. And right now, we still have that free shipping extended for a few days more. It was so popular, Alex Jones extended it from Europe. Let's go back to the immigration news that we had. Oh, before we do, there's an interesting story that came up in a report that Alex filed about government targeting patriot lawmakers in a nationwide crackdown. We have the attorney general here in Texas that they're coming after, and Alex had filed this report.
It was over a month ago that InfoWars.com first reported to the world that the Texas attorney general, Tea Party rising star, battling the globalists on every front, being attacked by the establishment Republican Party, was going to be indicted by a Texas grand jury. We saw Tom DeLay indicted similarly for raising money through political organizations. It was completely legal. We've also seen Dinesh D'Souza, the filmmaker, indicted and now under psychiatric evaluation by the government after 9 months in prison for getting five friends to donate money. The judge said it's mentally ill to donate money against Hillary Clinton. He actually said that. You can look it up yourself. This is the same party that's now suppressing videos of the babies being born and then being kept alive so the organs can be properly taken. That's in the news today, but that's not a crime. Hillary taking money from foreign dictators at the State Department to transfer arms isn't a crime. The Texas Attorney General advised two investors to donate money, the government claims, to a Texas company. And he didn't supposedly disclose to them in writing that he was a representative of them. Okay, maybe this is illegal. In fact, if he did something wrong, put him in jail. But what about Fast and Furious? What about Benghazi? What about all the political corruption we've been seeing and the fact that no one gets in trouble for the IRS persecuting hundreds of thousands of people and it coming out that they lied? I mean, it'd be like if you executed some low-level German officer who wasn't even the SS at Nuremberg and then let Hitler go, or Hermann Goering or Heinrich Himmler. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the Republican leadership, the ones that bring you Obamacare, the ones that bring you open borders, they're the ones mum on this and basically attacking the Attorney General because they're scared of a Tea Party movement led by Rand Paul and others taking it over. So this is the establishment circling the wagons. Republican and Democratic groups are giving massive money to defeat the Tea Party, the Libertarian movement. Not that the Tea Party's perfect. It's just that the establishment's attacking it because it doesn't want to bring the country down. More reports coming at InfoWars.com. We're going to be in Italy breaking everything down. InfoWars.com. Alex Jones reporting from the front lines.
Alex is absolutely right. When you look at Hillary Clinton getting tens of millions of dollars bundled, when you look at these five GOP presidential candidates going to the Koch brothers for money for this confab, and then you look at Dinesh D'Souza, bundled together $20,000 of his own money, didn't report it properly, but he doesn't get a fine. He gets a felony charge. He gets a judge who wants to treat him as if he's some kind of a serial killer doing continual psychological evaluations of him. Come on. This is incredible, the corruption. As Alex pointed out, look at Fast and Furious. What are they doing about Fast and Furious? They're not investigating that. They're investigating people who are politically opposed to them. This kind of political persecution now is coming out of the closet. It's always been done secretly or in kind of an indirect way so people didn't really see. They could deny that that was really what was happening. Now the gloves have come off. They're doing it openly. Look at, when we're talking about Fast and Furious, look at this new article. One of the Garland shooters, this, of course, was the situation near Dallas where they had the Draw Muhammad contest. One of these Garland shooters got his pistol through Fast and Furious. How about that? They say a gunman killed during his attack on Islamic Prophet Muhammad art show in Garland, Texas, reportedly bought a pistol through the botched federal firearms sting. Yeah, you want to call it that? This is CBS doing this. I'm sorry, New York Daily News doing this. Yeah, you want to call Fast and Furious a botched federal firearm sting? It was a sting to destroy the Second Amendment, and it blew up in their face. 1,400 firearms went missing. It was supposed to go into the hands of the drug cartel, and they point out on the Daily News, they say, it was a hiccup in the Eric Holder stint as Attorney General. Yeah, one of many little hiccups. Corruption is what I would call it. Open corruption. Now, we were talking about immigration. We were talking about how this is not just something that is happening in America. This is something that is happening globally. This is what the UK's Home Secretary, Theresa May, and her French counterpart have said is a global migration crisis. What is behind this? You need to understand what is behind it. It's the same thing, the same people, the same forces are behind this that are behind the secret trade agreements, the Trans-Pacific, Transatlantic agreements. They're trying to create an economic crisis. They're trying to bring down the first world nations. That's what these agreements are about. That's what this mass migration is about. They say the French and British governments have warned that the world is facing a global migration crisis. In a dramatic joint intervention, Theresa May, the Home Secretary of the UK, and her French counterpart call on countries across Europe and Africa to help solve the emergency caused by thousands of migrants congregating at their borders. What are they going to do? Are they going to build a massive Berlin Wall to keep people out? No. The first thing they're going to do is to stop incentivizing the immigration. Remove the incentives. Remove the subsidies for Planned Parenthood first before you call out the troops, Huckabee. Remove the incentives for people to come into this country, the massive government incentives, as well as go after some of the companies that are using them for cheap labor first. Now, they say what they're suggesting is, as a first step to make Britain less attractive, the Home Office announced plans to cut the weekly cash allowances that support thousands of failed asylum seekers with families. So you stop incentivizing it. You cannot have this welfare state. You eventually run out of other people's money, and that's what we're running out of, is other people's money. Look at this story out of Texas, McAllen. The city of McAllen set up another tent outside of the Sacred Heart Church. More space is needed as illegal crossers continue to be released. Catholic Charities said federal authorities release the illegal crossovers without any travel documents. We've seen almost a doubling of our numbers, I would say, in the last 3 to 4 weeks, said the workers at the Catholic Church. There's a number of refugees that are being released now without bus tickets in hand. So when they come to the center, you know, we have to make arrangements for them. So they're helping them. They're facilitating it. They're not doing what they're doing in the UK and in France. At some point, we have to do that. Listen to what they're saying in the UK and France. They say Bedfordshire police have reported a sevenfold year-on-year increase in illegal entries in June. And they say that European efforts so far this year have smashed 17 gangs who are trafficking people across the Mediterranean to Europe. You have to do something about this. You cannot keep incentivizing it like we are in the United States. They say we will run out of something and we're like, oh my, what are we going to do? And then it almost seems like within an hour or two, the door opens up and things suddenly appear. Well, the days of that happening are numbered. It cannot go on forever. We cannot sustain massive immigration in the United States without doing something about it. And the first thing we need to do is to stop incentivizing it. We don't need to create a police state inside our borders or...
All right, don't let anybody tell you that Christmas doesn't come twice a year, because now it does at Guns80.com. All right, here's the deal. They're going to make it happen twice this year just for you. It truly is Christmas in July. That's right, Christmas in July at Guns80.com. A brand new special, a really awesome special every day till the end of the month, through this weekend at least. Guns80.com, go to Guns80.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.